In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The team was pretty dispirited. Gathered there in the clubhouse, they couldn't even bring themselves to put their boots on. Ever since they had lost their goalie, things had gone from bad to worse. Josh was the best goalkeeper they had ever had. Penalties, corner kicks, Josh knew how to save. But Jude, the reserve goalie, had got jealous. And one day he pushed Josh down some steps and both Josh's legs were broken. Josh moved away about 6 weeks later. "Who will save for us now?" asked Pete, the team captain. After their run of bad results, the crowd was getting more and more hostile. There were jeers and catcalls every time they ran onto the pitch. All of a sudden, there was a knock at the clubhouse door and Pete went to see who it was. "Hello," the man said. "I'm Rory, Josh's cousin." "Rory," said Pete, "what sort of a name is that?" "It's Scottish," said Andrew, the striker. "It means red." At this, the man blushed a bit, for sure enough, he had a mop of blazing red hair. "Well, you'd better come in," said Pete. "What do you want anyway?" "No," answered Rory. "It's what you want. That's what I've come for. Let's face it, as a football team, there's no wind in your sails. You need a breath of fresh air, some fire in your belly." "And who's going to do that for us?" asked Thomas, ever pessimistic. "Well," said Rory, "let me stick around and be your coach. Josh told me all about you. He said you're a good lot, but you need inspiration. That will be my job." "But," said Thomas again, "it's not the same anymore. I mean, when Josh was with us, we could rely on him. If we made a mistake midfield and the other side got the ball, we knew he could save for us." Rory replied, "Josh told me to help you to take up where he left off. Remember what it was like when he was playing, the things he said and did. Before each match, why not come together and have a time to remember him? That will strengthen you and inspire you to go out and play like you did when he was with you. And he will still be with you in one sense, of course." "Yes, that sounds fine in theory," said Pete. "But it's our game plan. Sometimes the strikers and the midfield just aren't playing together anymore. It's like they weren't even talking the same language." "Yes, I know," answered Rory. "That's going to be one of my jobs, to get you all to play together as a team, instead of everyone doing his own thing. Some of you are good in defence, others in attack. But you're all on the same side, you know, and working for the same result." So Rory did some coaching with them on using their varieties of gifts all for the same team. And the next Saturday, they didn't lose. For the first time since Josh left, they won. "Before we start," Rory began the next training session, "before we start, last Saturday's game was great. The results, yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Well done, everyone. But you know, it won't be like that always. You can't expect fireworks every time. Now, I need to teach you some more lessons, like patience. We're in for this for the long haul. And perseverance. Don't give up when things don't go your way. you'll get there in the end. Oh, and another thing. It's great that you're beginning to play together as a team now. But there are the fans and the supporters out there. And there may be people who've never been to one of your matches. Can we help them to become fans too? Think of the good you can do when you learn these lessons. How you can be an example to others, brighten up their lives as well as your own. And so Rory stayed as their coach. His fiery red hair was always to be seen at the ground, cheering them on, encouraging them and supporting them week in, week out, whatever the result. And sure enough, the team had changed with Josh's example in their hearts and Rory's enthusiasm behind them. Now they'd got a winning formula.